The 2019 Consumer Electronics Show kicks off today in Las Vegas. Get ready for walking cars, flying taxis, and can it be a plug-in Harley? Let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Peter Kafka is executive editor at Recode. He's on his way to CES right now at an airport. So, Peter, what is the biggest buzz out of the show so far?
Generally, we normally say the biggest buzz here is Apple, even though Apple isn't showing up. And that's kind of true already. We heard announcements from Samsung and some other device makers that Apple is going to basically allow you to watch Apple videos on their TV monitors. This seems like a not very big deal, except that Apple normally doesn't do this. So that's pretty intriguing. Apple also has a billboard making fun of the other tech companies.
Well, let's talk about Apple. It's made sure that even though it's not there, everybody's already talking about it. Talks first about the streaming service. Is this, do you suspect, a reaction to what we're hearing are falling iPhone sales? Or what do you think's happening here?
Apple for a while has known that it's going to be harder for them to sell increasingly large numbers of iPhones. So they've been making this push that says they're a services company, which means is we're going to sell you things that aren't devices. And at some point this year, they're going to launch some sort of video subscription service, maybe it's tethered with other things. And what Apple is really saying is at one point, we thought you would get this through our Apple TV box. That's not selling very well, and if we want people to buy this service that we have yet to announce, they've got to be able to watch it on other devices that aren't Apple devices. So you'll be able to watch this on a Samsung device or a Vizio device or an LG device. It's Apple catching up to reality.
Right. And talk about that billboard. It says, what happens on your iPhone stays on your iPhone. Sounds like a dig at Facebook, Google, the tech companies who've been, you know, having trouble holding on to their user data.
Yeah, this is a line of argument that goes back many years, goes back to the previous CEO, Steve Jobs, going after his competitors for privacy issues. Apple's argument is we're not in the advertising business, so we're going to be more concerned about keeping your data private. You could quibble with that argument, but it's fundamentally true that Apple's business model is not based on advertising. I think in the past, that line of argument hasn't meant much to most people, and I think over the last year, particularly with all the Facebook stories, that may be more meaningful now.
Yeah, so privacy an issue at this convention. Look, talk about some of the things that are being unveiled. Yesterday, we saw pictures of Hyundai's concept for a walking car. It's got legs. It looks like a big insect. And it seems like some science fiction-y, like, fun thing or something. But then, you know, it was explained it could be for, you know, firefighters so that they don't have to walk through debris. This car would. Or if somebody's fallen down a ravine, you know, the car can walk out.
You hear a lot of people who, like me, who go to CES complaining about how difficult it is to get around and what a pain in the butt it is and how almost all the stuff that you see announced never shows up. The more positive take is, that's the fun of it. This stuff is supposed to be conceptual in large part. It's supposed to show you what could happen. And it's in the same way that you go to the Detroit Auto Show, they don't show you next year's Ford. They show you a Ford from 10 years in the future that may or may not happen. The actual business that happens at CES is consumer electronics distributors and producers getting together to figure out what they're actually going to put in stores next fall. And then for people like me, it's a big deal because there's a secondary show here, which is it's a media conference. Mm-hmm. It's got its own gravity here. Everyone comes because everyone is coming here. I'm going to end up meeting people who I could meet in New York, and I'm flying to Las Vegas to do it. I seem like a rational person, don't I?
No, with all the bells and whistles that you're involved with. But we just want to mention it was Bell Helicopter that has a chunky-looking flying taxi. Harley-Davidson debuted its electric motorcycle. But just when we're staying with those transport items, are any going to be seen on the road any time this year?
No. I mean, any crazy car you see at CES, you're not going to see on the road this year. This is an idea. The idea is to show you something that could happen or bits of tech that might happen. Look, I've got a pair of Roku speakers in my basement that were announced at last year's CES. That's about as ambitious as things are going to get in terms of actually seeing stuff on a display floor or show up in your house a year later. Samsung is showing off a new TV that sort of rolls itself up and puts itself away. That might show up in your house if you think that's very exciting and you've got the money to pay for it. You're loving it. Otherwise, this is great fun to look at and great fun to sort of imagine what could be.
Two quick questions.
Sure.
Roku speakers? What are they? I can't remember what they are.
They're speakers. They go next to my Roku TV. I wasn't planning on buying a Roku TV, but I bought one this fall, and they told me, hey, this will sound better if you buy speakers. We announced them in January. They're available now.
All right. There you go.
It's the future.
The 5G, the faster data network that could succeed 4G. Products and services, just a couple that might be on display.
There's two important things to keep in mind when people say 5G is that it means two different things. One is faster phone service. So you're going to get it. There's a more interesting thing to me, which is using 5G. It's called fixed wireless. And this would actually beam the internet into your home. And that is a very real deal, important thing to regular people, because most people in America have the choice of one broadband provider. And if someone can beam internet into your home instead of having to put a wire into your home to get it there, that's a meaningful thing.
By the way, Roku TV is a streaming service. Okay. Peter Kafka, executive editor at Recode, on his way to CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, which kicks off formally today in Las Vegas. Peter, have fun.
Thank you. Take care.